This is the Wake Up Rundown from News 10 ABC. Good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday, March 8th, 2020. I'm meteorologist Matt Mackey, and it's going to be a beautiful day. Bit of a chilly start in the 20s, if not teens, across the Capital District, but you know what? A ton of sunshine, light to moderate winds out of the south, gonna get us very warm this afternoon. We're forecasting highs in the upper 50s. If you're south of Albany, hey, maybe you make a run towards 60 degrees in places like Kingston or Poughkeepsie. Then we turn a little bit cooler overnight, but exceptionally mild given the time of year. Only down into the upper 30s for Monday morning, a couple more clouds helping to insulate us and keep us relatively warmer. That warm start leads to an even warmer finish on Monday. You thought the weekend was nice. How about 65 for your afternoon high in Albany on Monday? And even in the North Country, you could be talking upper 50s to right around 60. Should be a stunning day. Couple more clouds, so it's not the bright, crystal clear sunshine we will have had at times over the weekend, but still an incredible day if you're able to get out and enjoy Monday. Tuesday, waking up to even milder temperatures in the low 40s across the region, highs mid-50s, and that's going to be an early afternoon high before we start to see more clouds and on and off showers roll in for the rest of the afternoon and into the evening. Wednesday, most of the day looks quiet, mostly cloudy. Overnight lows will get down to 38. That's what you'll walk out the door to on Wednesday morning. In the low 50s Wednesday afternoon. Late at night, I'm talking midnight or later, a quick shot of some moisture could lead to a round of showers with temperatures falling into the upper 20s overnight. Maybe there's some wintry mix. Maybe there's some slick spots for your Thursday morning commute, especially northwest of Albany, but otherwise minimal impacts, if any. Thursday afternoon high is going to be right around 50 degrees with a couple breaks of sunshine thrown in. That's a look at your forecast. Here's today's headlines.
Over the weekend, Governor Andrew Cuomo declaring a state of emergency across all of New York in response to the spread of the coronavirus. He says this will help the state more quickly and more effectively contain the spread of the virus by allowing local health departments to get the tools they need. It also allows the state to hire additional staff. In New York State, there are at least 89 confirmed cases, with 4,000 people now in self-quarantine. More than 2,000 of those are in New York City. As the state is under this emergency declaration, several cases of the illness have made their way to our viewing area. The governor says there are 2 confirmed cases in Saratoga County. In Berkshire County, a man in his 60s is among 5 presumptive cases, and Pittsfield also has a presumed case of the disease, with Mayor Linda Tyer making a statement on Facebook saying the city is working with federal authorities to be ready. With the latest now on the 2 confirmed cases out of Saratoga County, News 10's Justina Latimer joining us live this morning from the County Health Department. Justina, what do we know about these 2 cases?
Well, Mary, as you stated, there are 2 confirmed cases here in Saratoga County. What we do know is, as of right now, both individuals are quarantined and receiving assistance from the county, but both of these cases were confirmed yesterday. Now, the city of Saratoga Springs released a statement addressing both cases. One is a 52-year-old woman who came in contact with a positive person from Pennsylvania at a conference in Miami. Now, the other case includes a 57-year-old pharmacist who worked at a CVS on Main Street in Queensbury. Now, that CVS releasing a statement that says while the pharmacist does not display any symptoms, that individual and several other CVS employees are quarantined. Now, that pharmacy will close tonight to be sterilized and disinfected. That store will reopen Sunday morning. Now, for any updates on what the city is doing, make sure you visit our website at news10.com for more information.
Well, SUNY students studying abroad in Italy, Japan, and South Korea have been ordered to return to the U.S. SUNY announcing they're canceling the study abroad programs in those 3 countries due to the coronavirus outbreak. Students in South Korea and Japan will fly into JFK on Monday. The dozens of students are flying on chartered flights at no cost to the students. The State Department of Health is then requiring that those students go under precautionary quarantine for 14 days, either at home or in a separate designated SUNY dorm facility, which may be different from their home campus.
Our local health department will maintain full authority over the terms of the quarantine, which means that I have had the opportunity to go through the site, make sure it's adequate. We are going to be enforcing a very strict quarantine. We're not going to permit the individuals, unfortunately, to be leaving.
SUNY says they'll be working to reimburse students for all costs associated with leaving their program early. The coronavirus also has many people concerned about traveling, even domestically. So in response to that, the governor also announcing that travel insurance companies and travel agents will now offer New York residents and businesses the ability to purchase coverage that would allow them to cancel any trip for any reason. Typically, many standard travel insurance policies do not cover cancellation for an epidemic. Of note, cancel for any reason. Coverage rates are substantially higher than standard travel insurance. The state is asking people, though, to remain calm as coronavirus cases continue to climb. This week on Empire State Weekly, how the state is handling that increase and what businesses need to know if their employees get sick.
For the longest time, the CDC hadn't let any states conduct these tests, and now that they are, we're seeing obviously more confirmed cases, but also being able to suss out who has the flu, who has coronavirus, and who's just, you know, maybe feeling sick.
One of the things that the primary ways to contain this virus is social distancing. What would it look like if we had a good portion of our workforce working from home?
They'll discuss that and more later this morning at 11 a.m. on News 10 ABC and 11 p.m. over on Fox 23. Before we move on to weather, for everything you need to know about the coronavirus, including the latest number of confirmed cases, head to our website, news10.com.
Do you enjoy starting the day with a wake-up rundown? If so, do us a favor and take a second to rate the podcast and leave us a review in iTunes or the Apple Podcasts app. It helps other people find the show, and it makes sure that you're subscribed to get each morning's episode automatically downloaded into your feed. For more of the stories in today's podcast, head to news10.com or Wake Up with 10 on air every weekday morning starting at 4:30.